took that job.
Cute greedy bear. Say no what is.
Hey, make sure y'all following us out.
Fire away.
Marcus, you've been playing against these guys for 4 years. How big was this win for you in particular?
It felt great. Every time, you know, we go against this team, or I've played against this team, it's always a hard fight. It's pretty tough playing in Charlottesville. Last time I beat them was, I believe, my freshman year here. So it feels good to play at home and play in front of our fans, and I feel like this victory was pretty big.
Is this the biggest win you've had since in your 4 years?
I think I had a big one my freshman year against Miami. I think my sophomore year against Syracuse. So this one, I think this is probably the biggest, and it feels pretty good.
How much does this win mean to you, playing at Virginia Tech the last 4 years, Virginia being your biggest rival, and you coming out hitting that three to put Tech up by 11 points?
I mean, it's huge. You know, whenever you beat the ranked team, it's huge. But you know, that game has always kind of meant a lot to me because me and Malcolm played together in high school. We both went to Fayette County our sophomore year. So it's just always good to, you know, play against him, finally get a win.
What happened when the game was tied 49-49? What gave you guys confidence or ability to bust through and go an 11-0 run instead of going the other way? What happened?
Really just execution. I think we came out at the timeout. We ran the play to get it down low. Nick got fouled, made two free throws. You know, that's just offensive execution. Listening and like in the timeout, I know emotions were, you know, kind of all over the place at that point. Yeah. But Coach drew up a good play, and we just went out and executed.
Marcus, you have a knowing smile when he talks about emotions being all over the place. What did you feel or see at that moment?
Just drilling rush, everybody going crazy in timeout, and Coach BG is telling everybody just calm down. Like he said, he drew up a pretty great play, and we executed, and we got what we wanted.
That was a shot for Q.
Which one? Because we executed pretty good down that stretch.
I saw the timeout. That was the play that got Nick the.
The Nick the foul. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Happy with for
you
for Q. For the game he had today. How happy were you guys for Q for the game he had today?
Oh, I was happy for him, being that, you know, he only played 3 minutes against Pittsburgh, but, you know, mentally he was there. And for him to come out and, you know, be engaged and committed and not mope around and was ready to play, I mean, I'm happy for him. And he put on a show today. Yeah, I mean, going 4-for-4 from the three-point line, he's always been a shooter. And he lined it up and knocked it down every opportunity he had.
What was it like going up against Malcolm? I know the two of you really went at it pretty good out there.
It's always, you know, aggressive. He's physical guard just like me. So it's like, you know, we're just going back and forth, banging, physicality. And he's, like I said, he's aggressive. So in my mind, you know, just try to stay solid and try to stay in front and make him take tough twos.
When you look at the goals that you want to accomplish this year, how big was this win in relation to those goals?
This is real big. You know, Virginia, top 5, top 10. And we steal it from them. And that'll look good down the road later on in the season.
Marcus, you mentioned the big wins at Miami and at Syracuse, both of those being on the road. With this one being here in this type of environment, especially over the last couple of years, did you take any extra time and just kind of soaking it out there to finally get that big win here?
Yeah, man. I mean, it feels great. You know, when I went up to the locker room and we came back down to warm up, when I came back out, I was just surprised and, you know, chills went through my body after I saw all the folks here, the student support, you know, the people that came back to campus early, they came and supported, and I thanked them for it. and everybody, you know, that's been coming and showing support. It was great to have them there, and help, you know, they helped us today.
What can this win do for you all moving forward in terms of confidence? How much does it build confidence going the rest of the way, knowing that obviously it's a huge difference between 0-3 and getting that first win in conference play?
This win here can, you know, start, you know, something special, start the journey to something, you know, that we've planned, you know, since last March. Man, that, you know, we always had it in us. We just had to dig deep down. And, yeah, this win, like I said, it can start something special.
Adam, after the big game against Pitt, did you get the matchup you thought you would get today from Virginia defensively?
Yeah, I feel like they made, you know, some of my shots a bit tougher. On one play, I had like an ISO at the top, and I thought I would have that same play again next time, but, you know, they helped. They helped off of somebody else. So, yeah, I feel like they made, you know, some shots tougher.
For both guys, you were ahead at the half, and they tied it at 49, and there were a lot of possessions where, you know, it was going down in the clock, and you were having to rush some shots up. Kind of what was going happening in those possessions or wasn't happening in those possessions?
I would say we weren't getting into our sets quick enough. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. It was a couple of those possessions, we weren't aware of what the shot clock was, where it was at, and yeah, just, you know, we was a step slow getting into our end of clock plays.
This for both players. You guys have a very monster schedule to begin with in the conference. And in a strange way, does that kind of help your focus, knowing that you got to go from like one tough opponent to the next?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, that's the ACC, you know, in a nutshell. Every game, every night, it's competitive. You run up against great players, great coaches. You know, we started two tough games on the road at North Carolina. I think they were ranked, 7 when we played them. At Pitt, they were ranked 24. I feel like we had both of them on the ropes. You know, we had the momentum at North Carolina, and then, you know, we fought our way back, stayed in the game at Pittsburgh. So I feel like, I mean, it's just, you know, a battle tests us. And we expected to win today, you know, finally coming back home, you know, off the tough schedule. We got it done.
Yeah, what he said.
Marcus, you were saying after the picking that, you know, instill it
in the team that, you know, starts at the defensive end. And I'm curious just how you would compare the effort, like, you know, concentration, leadership tonight compared to the first couple of games. We're more active on the ball. So, you know, they couldn't make any type of pass they wanted to. I felt like against Pitt, you know, we had our hands down. You know, we were watching film, hands down. We weren't active. They weren't making any type of pass they want. And with Virginia's offense, they play off of time passes, and they try to make, you know, in order for them to score, the pass has to be on time. So, you know, the more active you are, you throw them off a little bit and shake them off, you know, that put them in a bad predicament. And, you know, just, you know, we had a lot of deflections today, and you know, when we got back from Pittsburgh and we went to practice the next day, that's one thing BG instilled into, you know, practice, having active hands and being down lower in defensive stance and, you know, keeping your head on the swivel and just, you know, staying engaged.
Marcus, you had a lot of tough losses, you know, that were kind of like this one where it was close and you were maybe leading people at the end. And I'm curious if you and Coach Gregory, you know, in the locker room or after the game, I'm sure, words about just kind of sharing your satisfaction and joy over a win like this?
Actually, it was calm. You know, it was real calm. It was like, you know, we expected to win. And it's like, you know, you won this one. But I'm already thinking about next week in South Bend, you know. That's why, you know, I told the guys, like, you know, we can, you know, have fun a couple hours. But I'm locked in and, you know, get ready for, you know, Notre Dame.
had some players throwing water around the locker room. Me and Mark was like, y'all got to chill out. I won't tell the names, though.
You don't have to.
Anybody else? You good?
Thank you.
Appreciate it.